In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The cross is foolishness for those who do not see and understand it, but is the wisdom of God to those who know and believe, said to us today St. Paul. This wisdom is much deeper than just only the cross on Golgotha, just the cross of crucifixion. There were many crosses of crucifixion, especially in those days in the Roman Empire, but only one cross was the real and genuine wisdom of God. We are lucky to have in this century a deep theologian and a deep philosopher, and at the same time a great scientist in physics and mathematics, who gave us, following the holy fathers of the Orthodox Church, this wisdom of the cross. That was a martyr for his faith, Father Paul Florensky, who was killed by the falling tree when he was at the forced labor in 1943, somewhere in a forest, because he wouldn't give in this his wisdom, in the wisdom of the cross. And he told us that the wisdom of the cross is cosmic, because it is the meaning of life. That is why we have these expressions when we call the cross life-giving, when we address ourselves to the cross and say in some of our prayers, "Rejoice, O Holy Cross, and help us together with the Holy Virgin and the saints," as if it were that he was one of them. He is not only one of them, but much higher than that. The cross is the principle of the world. And the cross, as we know it so well, is in fact the principle which keeps together various parts. That is actually the structure of the cross itself, even when it is just the tool to be a weapon, to kill. And yet, it is not killing, it is the life-giving. Now, what is the meaning of that essential wisdom which is of a cosmic character, and even more than cosmic, as we just will hear in a minute? It is the principle, as I said, of bringing together the parts. And that is the meaning of life. If we look at the tree of life, as it is expressed in the Bible, we know from the Holy Fathers that the cross of Christ and the tree of life of the Garden of Eden are identical, they say. And even in the Old Testament, which we heard yesterday at the vigil, we heard that expression of the tree of life applied, in fact, in prophetic vision to the cross of Christ. And also, we know that the principle of life is based, actually, in the unity of diversity in parts, as I said, in such a way that there is the law of metabolism, which is the only way for life to exist, even on this fallen world, in this fallen world, on this earth. And that is crossing together without actually destroying each other. That is the meaning of the cross. That is the meaning of structure of every house of this temple. Because without this kind of crossing things together, no architect could ever build anything. So the both in life, in biology, in physics, in architecture, in everything, even in our fallen world, the cross and the principle of the cross tells us, Father Florensky, is actually the not only the meaning, but the foundation of existence. Otherwise, everything will go to chaos. And it does go. The explosions are nothing else but anti-cross movement. And this is, as the Holy Fathers say, and Father Florensky explains to us, is even more than that. Because the Holy Trinity and the principle of the unity in diversity in the Holy Trinity of the three persons in one nature have as a principle the divine, eternal, and heavenly unity in crosswise. Though it is not visible, though it is not physical, though it is not as we see it in our world, but it is essentially the principle of that unity. And therefore, as they say, the cross, the divine cross, that is why divine, is in fact, in its divine nature, the nature of the Holy Trinity of God Himself. That is why man was created in the plan of God to be like a cross. Not in order to be killed on the cross, but in order to live following the Holy Trinity's example forever. And it was because of the fall that the tree of life, which was the link between Adam and in him all of us, the whole of humanity, as St. Maximus says, with the divine cross of the Holy Trinity, which is not a suffering, but joy of love forever, that tree of life became eventually the tree on the Golgotha. But it is identical, it is the same. And that's why it was, as Jesus himself several times repeated, it was according to the plan of God that the Son of Man, he said, would be killed in that way. Why? In order to come back to the tree of life, in order to embrace everybody in his love, in order to be with God the Father in the Holy Spirit with all of us in the resurrection. And therefore the cross is also the path to resurrection and the essentially the achievement of resurrection, because there is the meaning of life, as we just heard.